Late night science. If reality and existence are debatable, if I may not be here, then maybe when I turned from the TV to watch Winter instead, I really did go back to Mrs. Newsom's sixth grade class. Maybe she and I really were talking. She hugging me, me forgiving her for laughing at my big feet, for taking one look at those aircraft carriers and confirming, yes, they were huge and everyone could see it. And thank you, Mrs. Newsom, for not letting me go through life fooling myself. You know, like Mississippi, how just hearing the word is still scary, yet we all say it. My father was from Mississippi. I got the feet from him, even though the last time I saw him, I wasn't even walking. Had no idea someday I'd find winter interesting. That I grew up to be the sort of person whose ex would catch pretending to be Chaka Khan, singing my heart out to some imaginary abstract painter with a thing for poets. And oh, sighed Twombly, what wouldn't I do to know what you thought about black people? And how sad to have to worry about all my dead crushes' politics. How Larkin ruined everything. And my father? Did I ever thank his son for the photos he gave me? My brother, yes, though it's hard to know what to call someone I met in my 30s. In his existence, yet another philosophical theory I couldn't remember if you put a gun to my head? Was that reality that showed up after my divorce, constantly making me lose my keys, dressing me in the same two pairs of pants with different blouses? And then my new brother found me, and suddenly I was wearing makeup again, planning on the day when I'd take the pictures he gave me out of the Kinko's bag and put them in the kente cloth photo album that P bought me. Yes, sweet P, who'd found his birth mother and thought it was the same thing. And where do my father's pictures fit, considering everything in that dining room cabinet? Should I at least write who he is on the bag in case something happens? Say I leave behind my long-suffering feet and become pure spirit, pure me? In case I find myself expanding across the room, across all of North America? In case I become eternal and without warning know that I've always existed and that I always will? Bright light, everything I was going to say, said,